Are you ready for the journey? It's Kim Jones speaking a heart-to-heart with women of faith and purpose.
You ready?
Live from Pennsylvania. Ready?
And now here to walk you into your destiny.
Yeah. It's Kim Jones speaking.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. Thank you for joining Kim Jones Speaking, a heart-to-heart with women of faith and purpose. I am your host, Kim Jones, and I just want to thank everyone that's listening all the way across from the World Wide Web. Today we have an awesome speaker, mother, Miss Charnell Williams. She's going to be joining us today. Charnell, are you there? She will be joining us. We are going to have such an awesome, awesome show. So thank you, everyone, for joining. Charnell, are you there? Hi, Charnell. Charnell, are you there? Hi, Charnell. I know you're on. I just can't hear you. Can you hear me, Charnell? Okay, again, with the technical difficulties, let me just see what is going on here. Hi, Charnell.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
You can hear me now?
Yes, I can. How are you?
All right, how you doing?
I'm good. Before we get started, though, I just want to let everyone know who you are and what you do. Charnell is an author. She's a wife, a mother, a radio host, an entrepreneur, and a grandmother. Charnell was born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. She has two children, one living and one that has passed away from leukemia in 2005. She started her own company in 2016 called Charche Publishing Company, and she has so much to give to others. She's on a mission to grow her company and turn her first book into a movie. Wow. So, Charnell, that is awesome, into a movie. What gives you the inspiration to do that?
Oh, because just to let you know, I'm still looking for, like, companies to help me, like directors and different types of people to help me with my book to turn into a movie. What started me, I think that when I found out my son had leukemia, a lot of us in the black community, we didn't know what leukemia was. You know, we don't study nothing until it hit home. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's when I did my research and found out what was leukemia. And since a lot of us didn't know at the time, I felt as though it'd be good to turn my story into my book into a movie, because everybody tell me the title sound like a movie anyway, a lifetime story. So I'm just looking for help to get my book turned into that movie. And the book is called What Do a Mother Do to Shaquille Williams Story. It's based on my son battling leukemia.
So tell us a little bit about your son. Let's hear the story behind that, and that's the reason why you call your company Charche Publishing, correct?
Yes. Well, in 2005, my son started losing a lot of weight. He was like a husky child. Then he just got skinny. And my family members, everybody was saying, you know, oh, he's getting tall. He lose, you know, people lose weight when they get tall and start growing. So I was like, something ain't right there. So I took him, made an appointment, took him to his doctor. His doctor said the same thing. And a couple of months before that, he just had a Andrew checkup for school. So the doctor looked in his folder and was like, oh, he okay, he's not wrong, he ain't getting tall. So I was like, no, he's losing too much weight. And I wouldn't leave that doctor office. I was like, you got to do something, because something's wrong with my child. And that was my mother's intuition. You know, every mother has an intuition. And I wasn't leaving that office until he did something to my child. I don't care if it was, you know, poking with a needle or whatever. He was going to do something and tell me something. So I guess to shut me up, he started taking blood work. And then he called me back that same day. And was like, he needs to go see a blood specialist. And I was like, why? So he was like, the blood specialist explained it to you. I said, okay, I'll make an appointment. What's the number? He was like, oh, I already made an appointment. So you know we're serious when a doctor makes an appointment already. He go Monday morning. Now, this is a Friday evening, and he made an appointment for Monday. So all weekend, it was just stressing me out. I was just stressing. I'm like, what's wrong with my? Because why would a doctor make my appointment? Why could I make my own appointment and stuff like that? So I knew something was serious. Then he said a blood doctor. So we went to the doctor, and that's when he said that, you know, they did tests and stuff, but the doctor was saying before the tests came back, he was like, I think your son has leukemia, and that's in your bone marrow. And I was like, leukemia? What is leukemia? So he was like, but let's just wait till the tests come back. So I'm telling my husband, well, why would he say that now? And then I'm talking about, let's just wait for the test to come back. Now he got me thinking. So the test came back, and unfortunately it was leukemia. My own son stayed in the hospital from until December, 2 days after his birthday, he passed away, same year, 2005. But they said he passed away from leukemia. It's infection. He caught an infection in his lungs, and since his blood count was so low that it couldn't fight off the infection. So that's what he passed. That's what his doctor said he passed away. He didn't pass from leukemia. He passed away from an infection in his lungs. But he was only 12 years old. He passed away 2 days after his 12th birthday. So then I decided, in the hospital, I used to keep a journal, like everything, like if he vomits, I write it down, whatever happened that day. Because when you have cancer, for those who don't know, they go through a lot each day. You know, one day my son said he hates the smell of food, it makes him gag. He loses the appetite, then the next day he wants to eat. You understand? So it's all these emotions and different things going through, you know, their body. And every day was something new with him. So I just write it down. Then a day of his funeral, the nurse came that took care of my son the whole 6 months while he was in the hospital. And she was like, Samuel, that journal you got, turn it into a book. I was like, a book? She was like, yes, turn it into a book and you're going to help others because you're not alone. You're not the only person, mother, that's going through this. But, you know, at the time, Kim, I blocked everything out. I thought I was the only mother in the world that done lost a child, you know, that went through this leukemia. And until she had the reality check me, and she was like, Chanel, you're not alone. You know, you're not the only mother who's going through this. So I was like, wow. So then I just did my research, and that was my first book, What Great Mother Do That Shakira Williams For You.
Wow, that is an inspiring story, and I know it could help other mothers that are out there, you know, just by telling your story, and not only what you went through, but what your son was going through at the time. You know, you said he was going through a lot of different things. And I know there are mothers out there that will hear this story and that will be so uplifted and encouraged and inspired just by hearing what you went through. Because a lot of times we think we're just going through it by ourselves, and we're not.
Yes.
You know, when somebody else is
going through it. Yeah, you feel, and I had a husband, because people were like, you ain't had nobody? Yes, I had a family, my sister, my mother, my brothers. I had my husband, my other son, but it's just that you hold everything in. You understand what I'm saying? And it feels that you are alone. You just really feel like you are alone. You can have a million people surrounding you. But let me tell you this, Kim, if nobody didn't go through what I went through as losing a child, and, you know, they can't feel my pain. So, yes, my family and everybody was surrounding me, but they didn't know my pain. They didn't understand my pain, so they never lost a child before.
Right, that's right. And I see that, you know, you're on a mission to grow this company, turn your first book into your movie.
So tell me about your mission and what you're doing now to make that happen.
Okay, my mission. First of all, I came up, everybody said, where did you get Sharshay Publishing from? The title. Okay, if for those who read my books, I want to thank everybody for that. But Sharshay Publishing came from, Shar is from me and my son. His name was Shaquille. My name is Charnell. So I just took the Shar and put it as Shar. And then if y'all read my book, y'all know that I had a stillborn a year before Shaquille was born. I named her Varshay. So I took the Shay, and that's how I came up with the name of my publishing company, Sharshay Publishing Company. And that's why, like, it means so much to me, because the name means something. It's not just a name I picked out of a magazine I seen walking down the street. This is a powerful, meaningful name for me and my company. So by me using my kid's name, it just makes me fight harder to grow my company. And before I passed away, I just told my husband this last night, before I passed away, my son booked his song, Come Become a Movie.
Right.
I was thinking, I passed my son book on me. If I got to buy some cameras and do a bootleg type of film, I don't know, Kim. But I said, it's going to be a movie. It's going to be on somebody's screen. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. I believe it. I believe it. Listen, we have to believe those things that be not as though they were. So if you're saying it and you have the faith to do it, I'm standing in agreement with you.
Yes. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I've talked to several production company, matter of fact, in California. It's just that they're so expensive. I didn't know when you want to make a movie. I thought they help you, and you know, but they want you to kick out the money, and they want you to, like, do a fundraiser to raise money to pay the cameraman, to pay this person, to pay this person. I was like, oh, I know it was all that hard work.
Right.
You know. Yeah, I said somebody had hit me up.
Hard work pays off.
Yeah, it does.
So let me ask you this, Charnell, because you're a wife, you're a mother, you're an author, you're a radio host, you're an entrepreneur, you're a grandmother. Where do you find the time to do all of this? I mean, it seems like you have a lot on your plate. You know, you're publishing books and, you know, just with, you know, being a grandmother and writing. Where do you find the time?
You know what? I make the time. My husband keeps telling me, slow down, you're going to have a stroke or a heart attack. You better slow down. But if you want some, it ain't going to come knocking on your door. You got to go out there and get it. Ain't nobody going to knock on your door and say, Charnell, I want to do your movie. You know, you got to go out there. You got to network. You know, you got to work hard for what you believe in and what you want to accomplish, because by sitting home, ain't going to get it. So I find time. I just told my husband the other night, I need a vacation. I need a week and a summer. I need to go do something. I don't know. I got my grandson here. He drives me crazy. He's 7 years old. He really drives me crazy. People don't believe it. He drives me crazy. So I got a 7-year-old grandson, and I got working with all of my clients. I want to say hi to my clients, and I just really appreciate my clients, the people who signed for Sharshay Publishing Company, because they gave me a chance. You know, they ain't had to sign. They ain't had to give me a chance to put their book out. I got one author. She's working on her third book with my company. And remind you, Kim, my company only been out since last year, February. She done did two books already through my company. That's Elma, hi, Elma. My other author, Champagne, working on her second book. She didn't even know she was doing a second book to everybody, so I tell her she needs a sequel. So now she's working on her second book. I want to shout out Alicia. You know Alicia Middleton. She's signed
for
my company.
Yes, hi, Alicia.
Yeah, I want to shout her out. And I just signed an artist, and I'm about to sign an artist, a client Friday, but I just signed a new client last week. Her name is Yvonne Hernandez. So your book coming soon, Yvonne. You know, she's so excited. I just, you know, what makes me feel good, Kim, is my clients feel good. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if they happy, when they're excited, it drives you more to do what you put on this earth to do. She want her book out there. She came across, you know, all of them came across, you know, my post on Facebook, my post on Twitter or Instagram, wherever they seen it at, you know, and I got their books out there for them. You understand? Some of them was a dream. None of them, some of them ain't never wrote a book before. like Alicia. She never wrote a book before. That was her first book. You understand what I'm saying? Like Emma, she, you know, it's just that champagne. She never wrote a book before. That was her first book. So it just makes me feel so good. Like, they're so excited because they make me excited. So I don't get them excited.
That's awesome, because I just want to let, you know, everyone know that Charnel and I met at a women's expo not too long ago. That was our first meeting that we had. And Charnel, you
yes.
had all your books out there. And let me just let the people know that, you know, as I was looking through all of her books that she had out on display, you know, they were, you know, your books are good quality books. They weren't just like thrown together. The covers were just awesome. They were well picked out, well published. I mean, great quality books
that you
see in bookstores. So, you know, for those of you that are looking for a book publisher, you know, Charnel Williams, I'm telling you, her books are awesome quality. So, and I was, you know, looking through the books and everything, and I told you that day that, you know, these books look awesome. I mean, they weren't just like thrown together. These were great quality books, covers, everything.
Yeah.
So your publishing company does a wonderful job on, you know, these books. So tell us when you publish your books, when it goes through your publishing company, what is all included? Is the editing? I mean, tell us what is included if somebody wants to come to you and get their books published.
Well, if you want to come to Charchet Publishing, we're family. So if you want to come to publishing, Charchet Publishing, everything is included. Let me tell you what's included: the editing, the proofreading, the book designer. The only thing that you will have to do is submit your manuscript. Nothing else. You don't do nothing else. But submit your manuscript, and Charchet Publishing do all the work. And the only thing that I ask you to do is copyright your material. I can do that myself, but I refer my clients to do that because I don't want nothing said or nothing. So I want them to take responsibility for doing their own copyright and stuff like that. Is only $35, you know, to download, and then they get a certificate saying that they book and stuff like that. So, you know, you get it all. You get it all. You go to charchetpublishing.com and you'll see my packages. It's affordable. I'm telling you, I got the affordable cheap prices, Kim, for real. And people get mad at me, like, why are your prices so cheap? Don't you got a house? You got to pay bills. But, Kim, you know why my prices are so cheap? Because I've been there. I know how I feel to live paycheck to paycheck. You trying to figure out, should I pay my car note, pay the light bill, pay the water bill? You understand what I'm saying? So
that's
why I have it cheap. Kim, there's no lie. Everybody get on me about my prices. But, you know, I'm not here to please everybody. I'm here to please my clients and make sure, like you said, they have good quality books and make sure they can afford it. You know how many people want to write? And just like the lady just told me, I went to this site and they want $5,000. Okay, well, why didn't go to Charchet Publishing? You understand what I'm saying? So,
that's what I like.
When people, you know, they go to, you know, I'm not knocking nobody else because everybody has a hustle. You know, it's just that my hustle is cheaper. Because I've been there. I know, you know, I grew up in a project. I know how I feel. You know, I know how I feel to live paycheck to paycheck. That's all I gotta say. I don't want nobody joining my company saying, well, Chanel, I can't pay it. I got 3 installment payments. So you can afford it. You understand? Let me tell you about Yvonne, the lady who just signed to me. Yvonne, I know you're listening. I don't mean to tell your business because I know she's listening. But let me tell you what happened, Kim. We had a conference call, and before the conference call, she wrote me. She was like, Shana, I can't sign because her funds are a little tight. You know, she said she's been saving, but her funds are a little tight. So I emailed her back. I said, Yvonne, see, that's why I do this. Because she's thinking she had to pay the whole amount up front. You understand what I'm saying? She's thinking she had to pay the whole amount and she couldn't afford it. So I wrote her back and I said, Nah, no, 3 installment payments. She wrote me back and I could feel her smile because the way she wrote was like, oh my God, I forgot all about that. You understand what I'm saying? And she saw it right there that day. You know, she saw it right there that day. She said, said, "Shut up, how much I gotta pay?" She paid right there that day, and I was like, she was like, "Oh my gosh, Shana, I forgot this 3 monthly payment." But Kim, what I'm trying to say is, if I wouldn't have never told her or, you know, let her know again, even though she went through the contract and stuff, if I never reminded her that it was 3 monthly payment, I would have lost her as a client. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So things worked out for the better. So now she's signed to Charte Publishing. I got 5 people signed to my publishing company already, and it's only been 1 year. So that's why I'm trying to grow. I know my son looking down on me, and he's so proud of me and stuff. So I'm just trying to, you know, get all the clients I can get. Get all the clients
I can
get.
That's such a great testimony.
Yeah, and satisfy them. They, you know, because that's just like you working somewhere. If your workers ain't happy, how are customers going to be happy? You understand what I'm saying? The workers got to be happy because they got to take care of the customers. Now, if they ain't happy, how are they going to take care of the customers and make the customers happy? You understand what I'm saying?
That's so true. That's so true. I mean, that's such a great testimony, you know, only
thank
being
you.
In business for a year. And I, when I went on, you know, she does have great prices for book publishing. So, you know, because I know of publishing companies that you submit your work and then they kind of do like a an edit. And then they send it back to you, and you have to look it over, and it goes back and forth
mm-hmm.
and back and forth. And it's a
mm-hmm.
whole drawn-out process, you know. So
mm-hmm.
let me ask you, what's the time frame of your editing from beginning to end? When somebody submits it to you, what's the time frame?
Well, if my editor don't have a lot of projects, and she tries, since my editor, she just signed as my real editor to my company now, so she tried to put my projects ahead, so like 2 to 3 weeks. And then it goes on like how long is your work, like pages, you know, because you got to go through the pages. You got to, you know, there's a lot of stuff you got to do as an editor, which I'm glad I'm not an editor. But it's a lot of work. But we try to get my clients back within 2 to 3 weeks, because like you just said, you know, my editor, she does that. She give it back to the client. She do her mock-up pages, like highlight everything like it's supposed to be, like her suggestions. But you don't have to go by her suggestions. She just suggested that, like, say, like you change a sentence or a paragraph or something. That's just her suggestions. She'll fix it up, the punctuations go where they're supposed to go at, and she'll send it to you, and I tell all my clients, read it carefully. Go over 3 or 4 times. You understand what I'm saying? Make sure that the word you love what my editor do, write her, she even got like a space that you can write her and reply back to her, and, you know, she'll fix the problem, whatever you want. I just love my editor. Shout out Patricia. I just love her. because she works, and, you know, owning a company is all about communication. When you don't have no communication, it ain't no company.
Right.
It's not no company if you don't have no communication. Me and Trisha, we talk. Like, Donna, what you saying? We talk back and forth. Me and my clients talk, and I tell all my clients, and they can confirm this. Be honest with me. Tell me. If you don't like it, if you don't tell me, don't hold it in, because you're going to regret it. You're going to hold it in, and your book going to be out there. You have to tell me before I put your book out into the public. If you don't like the cover, tell me you don't like the cover. We can get another cover. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to change
right.
the title, change the title. You know, we got to communicate. It's all, with me, it's all about communicate. They can call me. My clients got my personal number. They can call me anytime. They can email me 24 hours, you know, and I just feel like it's a family. You know, it's all I just ask is communication. We just got to keep that communication open.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, that's what it's all about, communicating. You know, you don't want anybody to, you know, get their book back and then they're not satisfied because they didn't
mm-hmm.
say anything. You know, and that's
yeah.
the key. That's why you have to stress, you know, be honest. Tell me what
mm-hmm.
if you don't like it, let me know that you don't like it, you know, so that
mm-hmm.
because you want people to be happy. You want them to
yeah.
walk away satisfied, so that, because that's your referral system right there, word of mouth.
Yeah. And that's why I got one of my clients by word of mouth. You understand what I'm saying? So I just want you to be honest. Don't be shy. You know, tell me. I give you a couple of book covers. you know, you change your mind, just tell me. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't like them, then we can go through other book covers. You know, you just got to tell me. Then I ask all my clients, and that's what I love about my book designer, that I ask my clients their vision of a book, and I try to get it, the vision that they want, we try to get as close as a vision as possible. Like with Alicia's book, you seen her book. You know that's Alicia face in that book, on her book cover.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, that's Alicia. She was like, Shana, I want this as a book cover. I was like, well, wait a minute, let me talk to my book designer first. So that's her face. I think she's looking up at the sun or something. But that's Alicia.
Yes,
that's
okay,
that's her
right.
Yeah, so I was like, well, I'm going to talk to my book designer, you know, because I'm here to aim and please you. You know, my book designer was like, yes, I know we can do that, you know. So you just got to, you know, you ask. You know, it don't hurt to ask. So the media was like, can I use this as my book cover? First, I thought she was crazy, psycho, so I'm just like, but I was like, you just, she was like, yes. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. We used it.
Yeah, and that's good to have your, you know, your own face. You're branding yourself, and that, you know, that's good, you know. You know, she's a brave soul anyway, and I mean, if you listen, all you had to do was just kind of go back and see if it can be done, and it was able to be done, and she's satisfied, you know. That's the key,
and that's what I like.
You know, satisfying.
I like that's the whole thing, satisfied, but you just got to communicate with me. You got to ask. It don't hurt to ask, you know.
So your radio show, tell me a little bit about that.
My radio show is called Let's Talk To. I have different people come on and, really I have a lot of authors come on. And they come on, they talk about their book, they promote their book. It's like a 45-minute show. It's on Wednesday, Thursday. Wintertime coming, about to be back on Saturday. But I've been slacking. This lady hit me up on Facebook last night. I was like, that's been like in 2 weeks. I was trying to get my business out there. You know, I've been slacking, but it's about to come back, okay? But I've really been slacking, though. I really think that I've been, you know, pushing my publishing company, you know, doing my people book. I ain't even write my book. I'm supposed to finish my book this summer. I ain't even finish it because I'm into my clients now. You understand what I'm saying? I got to make sure they're happy first before I can be happy. So I guess when my grandson go back to school, that's when I'm going to start my book. My grandson got a book out. I wanted it out before school, but it ain't going to happen. So I guess by the wintertime, both our books, well, his book will definitely be out before Christmas. And my book is going to have to take a little more time. You know, I'm just trying to get my company settled first. Before I start that
book. Right. It's not like you don't have a publishing company you could go to for your book, right?
Right. It's all about timing. It's the timing. You know, I started on a book, and then I was like, then I got two people signed within a couple of months, and I was like, oh, I got to do this, take care of this stuff first. You know, I'm passionate about helping other people. That's one thing I love doing. You know, I love to see the smile. And I met Alicia, but I met my the lady who just signed to me, Yvonne. My son just had a big event. They named Branford Park in North New Jersey after my son. It's called the Shaquille William Playground. And we just had our 11th annual Saturday. And she came to the park. Yvonne came, and I just met her personally. And she just signed to me like last week. And I met her Saturday. I was so happy to meet her, you know. I was like, oh,
awesome.
My God,
so listen,
this is my first client.
we have almost 30 seconds. I want you to tell everyone how they can reach you in 30 seconds.
Okay, you can go to my Facebook page, Charnell W, on Facebook, Instagram, Author Charnell, Twitter, Author Charnell. Go to, if you're interested in my publishing company, charshaypublishingcompany.com. And you can just reach me, inbox me on Facebook. I be on Facebook every day, so you can just inbox me on Facebook. You can't miss me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So thank you so much, Charnell. I really appreciate it. You know, I hope everyone reaches out to Charnell and get those books published this year. 2018 is coming in really fast, so let's start writing and let's get contact with Charnell. Charnell, thank you so much. It has been a pleasure speaking to you, and I want everybody to have an awesome, brilliant day.
And thank you for having me.
You're welcome.